Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But you got a lot of guys under him.
Yeah, so after that.
Trey Murphy's good. Bones Howland is good.
Yeah.
Your boy.
Sengun.
Sengun's good. Come on, man. Your boy from Thunder, that was this year. But yeah, come on, man. Like, stop. Like, he's
Cam maybe, Thomas was
maybe 27. Maybe he's just not good, bro. Like, and I'm fine with saying it.
The number 30, Santi Aldama. You know?
So. All drafted after Zaire.
Herb Jones, 35.
And your boy, what's the little red dude? Kid Ray looking dude from New Orleans. Alvarado.
Oh, yeah. Was
undrafted.
Undrafted. It's all right.
Not a babysitting Zaire.
It's one miss. It's not the end of the world. You know, but that's why I'm saying, like, if we're going to have this conversation about Bronny at 10, you could do a lot worse if dad's
coming. That is how we get back to this one.
Yeah, like, you could just, you know, like, hey.
I'm sorry, man. I have zero faith in
it. And it's fine. Like, whatever, you know? It's not like it's going to change the trajectory of the front. Like, they still, I think, because this gets lost. It's been so long. But it cleared the way for Ja to take that next step, right? Because you didn't have Jonas clogging the lane and demanding the ball. So it still was a net positive, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but
and
there's a good chance you did not take the right guy.
There's a chance, for sure. That's not great.
I agree with you 100% on that. I just think you guys are too early to write him off.
They probably, like,
maybe. He was on the proper trajectory until this season. Then you had the injury issues. You liked what you saw in the summer league coming off of last season. Again, this is 21-year-old now, hadn't played much basketball, college, everything else. It's fine to write him off if you want to. I'm just saying.
I'm cool with being. I hope I'm wrong, man. Because if I'm wrong, that means he's a hell of a player. He's a 6'9 wing.
What I don't think is he's good. And what clearly has changed in that front office is he is not Dylan Brooks' replacement. And at one point, you were hoping for that. That's different.
And he looked
now,
like he had all the tools to be.
Now you have to go get somebody, right, to do that, OG, Mikael, whatever it is. That's what we've learned is he ain't ready to replace Dylan Brooks.
There were people
Brooks.
Saying that he looks like he could be a Mikael Bridges type. Like, that was stuff that was coming out.
That nobody said that.
I did hear people say that.
Who said that?
But he's terrible.
They need to have their credentials.
Like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, mentally weak dudes, like, that's an NBA skill to me. Like, if you just ain't, if you're not mentally tough. You're just not that good, man. Like,
how many guys on this team are mentally tough?
It ain't many.
It just sound like you got them in a single hand there. You don't have more than five. Doesn't sound like to me.
Ja, Bane. Are we putting Dylan in there?
Yeah. Dylan's the toughest dude.
Dylan, Steven Adams.
Steven Adams. Jaren ain't there yet. He's getting there.
Roddy, maybe?
Roddy's tough.
Okay, that's five. Ty's struggling, but I do think he's tough mentally.
Oh, he's tough mentally.
So that's six, you know? I mean, they do have some guys on the roster.
Just be ready to hoop, man. And Zaire is clearly not ready to hoop. Like, bro, if you're ready to hoop, you're gonna be in South Haven murdering dudes, bro.
And that's been discouraged.
He looks like just a dude to play for the hustle. Like,
man. That's the biggest problem.
Like, what are you talking about?
And that's why they pulled him back. Jesus, we might be making a move here at the deadline.
Hey, when his shoes turn red, man, you know he's sorry. So just keep a look at his shoes when he plays for the hustle.
We're on shoe watch. We're on shoe watch, baby. For Zaire Williams. I tell you what, man. Find you somebody that defends you like Jason Smith.
Man,
they wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem.
I'm Geno
right
Smith today.
Go.
Y'all love writing off folks who play for the Tigers and the Grizzlies.
Never got mad at me and everything, man.
No, I ain't mad at you.
I know you ain't, brother. We brothers for real.
Yeah, I just want somebody like, you know, my wife is like, she going to add to it. You know, she going to add to the people that are, you know, fighting me. You know, you are like, wait a minute. He's 21 years old. I know he's sorry, but he did average eight points a game.
2 years ago.
We don't need all three to be sitting here rubbing each other's butts and agreeing on everything either. So I think it was a fine conversation.
But the problem is you holding the losing ticket. You got the Zaire ticket, man.
It's all right. I'm going to hold out hope for Zaire because of y'all haters. Y'all making me going to pull for him a little bit more.
That's cool, man. I hope
y'all
I'm wrong,
him
bro.
Off.
Which is Grizzly fan. I want to be wrong.
Zaire ain't wrote back yet.
You ain't heard the last of him. He might be good for somebody else. Like that's like that's the, hey, that's what that looks like.
Love me like white media love Jokic.
This man,
Jason
here.
Loves Jokic.
Man, he's cold as hell.
I came into the season saying we're not giving him a third straight MVP.
What happened
to your point?
What happened to voter fatigue? That's all I'm asking y'all. What happened to voter fatigue? Why are we talking about giving this dude MVP 3 years in a row?
Man, you acting like he hadn't had a great season that could pull folks from the voter fatigue thing. That man has. It's been a month, and they're running away with the West.
I understand it.
That's why.
That's all I got for you.
That's it.
Then I heard one dude talking like, is he?
He would not be winning it again if they were second in the West.
I hear a dude talking like if he wins the championship.
I'm with you.
But they're first.
Where they are.
Like they're going to be 10 games up on the Grizzlies.
There's
a dude on Twitter said, if Jokic wins the championship, do we start talking about top five all time? I'm like, what in the world planning them on, bro? Like top five all time, for real? And he never made it out the second round? But we're talking about if he wins the championship? Come on, man. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
I need more time.
Best passing big man we've ever seen.
Yeah, he's extremely cold, bro. Like, he's something we've never seen before.
Matrix.
Yeah. He is Anthony Sane. Follow him on Twitter @SaneAsign. Listen to him on Grind Season on the Odyssey Family of Podcasts. We'll come back with the rundown. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
But then here he comes, Mac McClung.
That's a thing. He's white.
He's white?
What do you think, Tex Arcana?
The music is really perfect, bro. And then, like, the build up. Because everybody was thinking the same thing, bro.
Why?
And they know who he is now.
The Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. All the names, all the games, and a legacy of sports in Memphis. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Michael Jenkins, helping you beat the books with BetQL. The NBA is back, and the BetQL model loves a play in a big Western Conference matchup. The Kings are visiting the Clippers in L.A., and this puts the best offensive team in the NBA up against a solid defense. Sacramento scores nearly 120 a night, tops in the league. The Kings are 6-1 to the over in their last seven, and the BetQL model thinks it will be 7-1 after tonight. Today's BetQL five-star play of the day in the NBA is to take the over between the Clippers and the Kings.
Every day around this time we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown, presented by Trippet Insurance. Trippet Insurance at 6462 Stage Road in Bartlett. Depend on your local insurance agent. Trippet Insurance at 901-365-1472. Online at trippetagency.com. The rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All righty. Memphis basketball goes on the road at Wichita State, and after a first half in which James Rojas scored 19, Memphis.
He was traveling.
He was traveling.
Man, I was listening to Wolo.
Traveling.
And Wolo was, he was dead. Man, Wolo, he's getting away with it every time.
I don't believe he scored in the second half.
The coaches were talking to the refs about that, I believe, at halftime. Like, this guy's traveling, y'all aren't calling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was killing for Wichita State there in the first half. And Memphis adjusted like they do. Now they have officially clinched a
first-round bye.
Man, this dude's good at what he does.
Oh, no, I used to be the beat writer. I stay on top of things, as you know. We expected that, John.
We did. 21-7 overall, 11-4 now in the AAC. This is, of course, without Keontae Kennedy. A couple things I guess you could take away from this game. One, that's not an easy win to get. I mean, that's a road environment, a team that you have owned. I believe now that's 7 in a row that Memphis has won over Wichita State. So
Penny owns the Shockers.
Yeah. I think at least
he's 8-1 and versus him in his coaching career.
And I think one of those was at least Greg Marshall, right? Maybe.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He beat Greg.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm wondering if it was two.
Maybe two. Maybe
8-1.
Yeah. So that complete ownership of the Wichita State Shockers, and you're going to their place. They know that, and you still are able to, get the win comfortably and cover. You know, that's just a statement of how decisive it was. Memphis closes 2-point favorite. So I think that's the first thing, is that you shouldn't take for granted the degree of difficulty. And even though Wichita State is not the typical, I mean, you see teams go on the road and lose all the time in college basketball. Indiana's ranked. They go into Michigan State unranked. They lose the game. They lose by double digits. I mean, that's just one example.
Penny beat him first two times he played him.
How about that?
Yep, there
How
you
about
go.
That?
Greg Marshall.
You know, you just should not take a road win for granted in college basketball, even if it's against a team that you may perceive as down or bad, whatever. still a home game, and you still went in there and got the job done. So that's the first thing. Secondly, I thought Kendrick Davis looked fine. You know, I mean, obviously you can tell it's bothered him a little bit, but in terms of there was a play there where he goes, you know, fast break. He smokes the layup on the foul, and that's probably where he's talking about, like, I can tell I'm not myself 100%, but still was able to get up and down the court, outrun everybody, and draw the foul, and gets the free throw line and makes both. So thought Kendrick looked fine, and you got to think that only gets better with time. And then thirdly, and it's a more of a long term point as opposed to something that applies to this season, but Johnny Lawson last night was massive. Hit that three at the top of the key to kind of seal it and put it away for Memphis there. Yeah, and you know, look, he's going to be an important part of next season because he's going to be a redshirt junior or redshirt sophomore. Excuse me, he'll be a redshirt sophomore, but a junior in terms of time that he spent on campus. They need vets on that team next year, and although he will technically be an underclassman, he's really an upperclassman because of the time that he spent in the program practicing all those things, learning habits, all of that. Mm-hmm. They need him to be a good part of that team. And I think with the Keontae Kennedy injury, it's unfortunate maybe for this team because he has been sort of your most reliable outside shooter. But it does clear the way for Johnny to get real minutes here and real reps that could translate into something quite meaningful next season. You know, it's going to be one of the youngest teams in the country because I assume you're losing DeAndre Williams. I mean, could he come back? Man, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there with his eligibility. But I assume you're going to be one of the youngest teams before, of course, Penny does his work in the portal.
Right.
But this is one that you have right here. This is one that you have right here. It's a Memphis kid.
Love to see it.
And I feel like, you know, he's showing some things that he can be and do. Pretty good ball handler. I think he can be a reliable shooter when he gets those chances. So I think that's something that you can actually – that's a positive to take out of the Keontae Kennedy injury. I feel like Johnny is probably going to be the biggest beneficiary there.
Maybe. DeMario Franklin as well. Yeah. He had 12 last night. It's the second game he scored in double figures, and the 12 was a season high. I made this point to Jeff. You're seeing these transfer guys. It took Elijah McCadden and Keontae Kennedy a while to get settled in to Penny's offense and find out what their role was. You have to remember what they're coming from is certainly a more important role. You're asking them to play lower in a pecking order here, and it took them some time to get comfortable. Now, hopefully, at a time you're losing Keontae Kennedy, DeMario Franklin and Jonathan Lawson both are falling into that position where they're both comfortable enough that they can come in and do what they did. I think you got 35 points off the bench last night. 12 of those from DeMario, 9 of those from the guy you mentioned, Johnny Money. Malcolm even gave you 7, but that's the point is they've had guys down, Kendrick Davis out, whatever else. Elijah McCadden, you know, last night doesn't give you much offensively, and other guys are stepping up. It took a while for some of these new guys, and we know DeMario already had the late start. Mm-hmm. Hopefully for Memphis, here's a guy who's, with Keontae Kennedy down, is helping you maybe give you a chance against Houston with a couple of shots because you're going to need that.
Yep.
What we've seen, it can't just be Kendrick and DeAndre. They've got to have a third or fourth guy that's consistently contributing, and it's been a different one, it feels like, from game to game, but they're having those guys step up. Like I said, offensively, this is so much different than what we've seen, just in terms of the efficiency. They're what, 35th in the country in offense? That's as good as we've seen it, I'm pretty sure, under Penny through the 5 years. And so that's what you feel good about. And again, in a time you could have stalled out last night on the road, quad two, you know, usually tough environment, you know, they find a way to win it. With, you know, Kendrick Davis not having the best game. I'm with you. He's a leader. What do you go from the field? 6 of 13? No. 6 of 14. So then you still find a way to win.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I think
gets to the line late again, like he needs to.
You just can't, I think, overstate the importance of going on the road and winning college basketball. I mean, who was it? Was it Boston College who beat Virginia the other night?
I think so.
Yeah, at home, right? 48-63. Virginia's top five team. And they lost by 15 to a sub-500 Boston College basketball team. So I just think you can't overstate how, A, hard it is, but, B, how when you can get them. I mean, and Memphis has done this. They went to Temple, won the game. They went to Cincy, won the game. They went to Wichita State last night and won the game. Like, those are important freaking wins, man.
Well, after a 1-3 or 1-4 start on the road? Yeah. You've become what's a team that can.
You beat Vandy at Vandy. You beat Auburn in a neutral site, but it was really, I mean, it's Atlanta, so that's basically Auburn as far as I'm concerned. You know, you really should have beaten UCF. You had a 10-point lead with 3 minutes or 4 minutes or whatever it was. You know, you should have beaten them, but that doesn't count. But.
Dude, Tulane, UCF, and Seton Hall, all of them.
Yeah.
When, where would you be?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, you're talking about 24-4.
Yeah. I mean, it really
and
is
all
crazy.
All those were, should have been wins.
I mean, Seton the Tulane Hall, one for here. Sure.
Yeah.
Tulane
here.
That's
a big
here.
Man taking a three off the backboard.
I bet you that dude does not have a 3 cents.
I bet you you're right. He didn't want to take that shot.
Right.
He was stuck taking it.
Crazy.
So that wasn't nothing but luck. But my point is this could easily be, you know, 24-4.
And the only question would really be, you know, what seat?
Right.
So.
Which is kind of what the goal was this offseason.
Yeah. But a really nice win. A really nice win for Memphis yesterday on the road at Wichita State. And now they will be back in action in a game that I'm really excited to be a part of. As you know, I'm going to be singing the national anthem in that game, Jason, before
Devil's a lie.
Set the vibes, you know what I'm saying?
But reinforcements on the way. You know, Keontae Kennedy out.
Say,
Riley Martin in.
Yeah.
Tigers undefeated with her.
Can you see?
No, you don't want to do that.
I'm going to sing the other one. I'm going to sing the other anthem.
No, you're not.
Can I sing O Canada? Do we have a Canadian in the building?
That's actually, it's a decent song. You'll screw that up as well.
Oh, Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
You kind of have a little soul to sing it. I don't know if you got that.
Huh?
You have to have a little soul in there. Definitely want some vibrato in there.
Canadians?
Yeah.
Have soul?
That song has soul.
Canadians.
That song's pretty good.
Oh, Canada?
Yeah.
What's the
just
lyrics?
The start of it right there.
Oh, let me.
Our something, our free. Free and inland.
All right, give me your best, O Canada.
I'm not
just the
doing,
one line.
I'm not the playing, one line. I'm not that guy, dude. I'm not doing that for you. I don't come on here to sing and dance for you, fool.
So you're going
to
disrespect Canada, all Canadians everywhere, an ally of ours to the north.
Are you going to hold up Riley? Can't hold that
yes.
big baby up anymore, can
well,
you?
No, dude. She is
Riley
crazy.
Weigh about 100 pounds.
Yeah, we set the move for you. Come on, man.
I don't know the words.
Oh, did Canada, you just hear that's me say the word. That? That's two words. Ready? Here we go.
As in, it's already started.
Oh, yeah.
You should have already been singing.
What? No, that's
no,
what.
This is the interlude.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Jason, here we go.
Oh, Canada.
Wow.
Our home and native land.
Bro, I think
just
a
first words.
Bro, I think a picture frame just fell off
holy
all
crap,
of that.
That's good.
The baritone.
You have a hell of a voice.
I broke y'all speakers like Scottie Pippen. It's got bass in it.
Glowing hearts, we see thee rise.
Bro, that man.
Out of words.
It was like an earthquake came through Memphis. With it, that. Is, it was the big one.
It's powerful.
I mean, that thing, you could feel the radio
damn,
station
just shattered some Lamar's window shields going
on. I mean, towers falling all around Memphis with that one. So, yes.
Scotty's got the deepest voice, though.
Oh, yeah. But I think you're in the conversation now.
Locally. Locally. In
if you need somebody to do what baritone, that's your thing?
Yeah, Old Man River.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, that one.
Now, you're stunting on us now.
Now, I like to do that one in the shower a little bit. Again, don't know all the words, but I like to try to get that low.
Somebody.
Who was the legend that used to sing that
down
song
at
every
the
year?
Memphis in
yes,
May.
Down
my
in
wife
in
talks
May,
about it every
and he
year.
Passed away.
What's the dude? And he was
yes,
legendary.
He was famous, and he would get
Memphis
to sing. A brother.
In
it was
May,
a brother. He was just an
man
icon.
River.
That
I
was an inspiring
it.
Rendition.
He was a legend around here.
Exactly,
how
Brad. We're
not
thinking about the exact
this.
Same guy, and I feel ashamed
son
that I don't remember his name either.
And they brought him out
every year.
Year
yeah.
to
we'd,
do
we'd
it.
We'd look
like,
forward to it.
It was a
down
staple.
At Tom Lee, right? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It was a staple. We're going to have people tweeting at us left and right because we're it's just.
Well, they know. That's what's so great about our listeners. They're going to throw it right
how
at
do
us.
I forget that. Old Man River.
Who was that brother?
And I'm not seeing it pop up on my Google searches
me
either.
It's James Hyder?
James Hyder is correct.
I think that's it. Hyder. I don't know if I think I'm pronouncing
yeah,
that correctly.
Yeah.
He was a stud.
Yeah, he was. I mean, people raved
he
about every
can't
yes.
say not there.
Every
I don't
year,
know the words.
Every year
the,
down
dude,
in
dude, I mean, you're just you're doing doing a little too much now.
Jason, that was a Memphis. That's a Memphis staple.
Well, yeah, like, John needs to know that.
Jason's the Old Man River.
Hider.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like right now, you're just like you're like stunting on me. You're like celebrating and gallivanting into the end zone with the. But now you're doing Old Man River on me.
You the one came on here singing, made the whole segment about singing and how which song, which national anthem you were going to sing.
Well, I was just making a joke, man. And then you're going to come out here and you're doing the dirty bird in the end zone.
Well, you get upstaged a little bit. Don't get a little jealous of the natural talent.
Are you available for booking?
I was identified in middle school as the deepest voice in town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said, you have the Mr. Hamilton at Snowden.
I was talking to there was a guy at Tops yesterday, and he said, man, I listen to you guys every day, but I couldn't listen to you today because I had my granddaughter with me, and she was napping. I said, I don't understand. I mean, my partner has the most soothing voice in all the Mid-South. Like,
here we go.
Like that. Like if you need a nap,
he's gonna humble me and put me. Yeah.
I'm just saying you could do like an audible
smoke.
You could do like a good night moon reading.
You've told me that before, John.
Good night moon.
Should we do a closing kids like thing, like a verse? Yeah. You're saying
good night. You know. Good night.
Put you right to sleep. Mm-hmm.
Right. Good night. What book does my? I've said this before, but my daughter now is at a point where she will before bed she throw. Uh-huh. I have to read five books, five of them. Like I read one. Then she brings me the other. Okay, we're done with that one. So she brings me the other.
Wow. Love it.
Yeah. It's like she just demands.
You'll never regret that.
Literature, time. Okay? Demands it. And I appreciate her selection.
That's a good thing.
You know, she loves Elmo, the Elmo book. And then we have this really awesome book about all the great women. And like it's like an ABC of influential women. You know, Beyonce is one of them. And you know, Harriet Tubman is the H, and it's like you just go through all of, like, you know, Amelia Earhart, all that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She loves that book, you know. But it's just like, at some point, can you go to sleep?
She's insatiable.
Right? Can you go to sleep? I realize that it's fun, but I feel like if I had maybe the depth and the tones, the dulcet tones mm-hmm. of your voice, maybe I'd put her to sleep a little bit more successfully. But as it were, so I've got to go through five books. Please, Mr. Panda. I do not like donuts.
You sound like a little resentful. Maybe you and
no,
the wife.
No, it's just a lot, bro.
Maybe you and the wife can split it up a little bit.
Some of them books, man, I'm like, I feel like y'all, you know, some of these authors are kind of sick individuals because they make some of these books very long. And they know when these books are being read, you know? The book need not be more than 10 pages, in my opinion, you know?
Well, you need to explain to Riley it's a night-night story.
Well, they are.
Not night-night stories.
Bro.
So it will, because clearly you're stressed out about your workload here.
Yeah, well,
so
my,
make it clear to her.
It's not a nighttime story, bro. It's a nighttime saga, all right, with my kid.
God bless her. She's got a big old brain, man.
She wants big brain.
Info. It's a sponge. She could, everything you throw at her.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah,
so that's a good sign.
Did you, I mean, I'm assuming you did that back in the day, right? You were reading all those books.
I didn't have the strength to read more than one book. I wouldn't read more than one book to him. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm just not going to go beyond my parental obligation.
It's hard, though, when the kid hands you another one, and you're like,
all right. You have an issue.
I do. This kid just demands to be read to at all times.
But it's a good issue. That's a good problem to have.
Well, Tigers move on. Next game Sunday. Perhaps, depending on who you believe, a chance to win and end your way into the NCAA tournament should be a good one. I believe that's at noon or one. I don't know. It's one of the two. Just show up whenever. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Oh, that's real.
Next story.
Nice detail there from
good
you.
Dismount. Yeah.
Ole Miss. Brad, what's happened to that brother that was the coach down at Ole Miss? That brother gone. Kermit Davis gone. And they did not wait, did they, John?
No, they did not. They did not. They said, get out of here.
They have fired, Ole Miss has, Kermit Davis with just over a week left in the regular season. I could read you what Keith Carter said, but you don't need to hear it. It's just a thank you to Coach Davis. You're not good enough. Wynn Case is going to serve as the acting head coach for the rest of the season, and here's where the fun starts. It's like, okay, they're firing him before the end of the year. Who are they trying to get out ahead on in terms of trying to find their next head guy? Clearly they said, be proactive here. We want to get out ahead. Who's the guy that they want so much that they were, you know, willing to not wait a few more games to give Kermit Davis the pink slip?
Isn't it pretty obvious?
Is it Chris Beard?
Is it pretty obvious? Pretty obvious. Because they know that Chris Beard is going to have opportunities.
Good. So that's the answer I was looking for. Now let me ask you this. When they hire him, is there going to be backlash from Ole Miss folks? Will there be backlash
Ole Miss
in Oxford?
Folks, no. National college basketball analysts? Yeah.
There'll be backlash from national college basketball analysts like Jeff Goodman, who have said they expect him to be back in coaching, just at what level?
Not Jeff Goodman.
I thought, no, we had him on last Friday, and I thought his thing was he'll be back, but depends on what level.
Well, I don't think Ole Miss is going to be the job that people get up in arms about. It's not that good of a job. I mean, it's an SEC job, but it's not a good job. It's not a job that people, like, aspire to have.
But
I mean,
that's, isn't that the point for a guy that's got to...
Well, yeah, he's got to go... He's got to go,
live go in, back down.
He's got to go play, you know, Alabama and Auburn and, you know, whatever you think Kentucky is. I mean, it's...
No, but my saying is he's not getting one of the best jobs in the country. That's the point. You're
right.
Going down...
Oh, yeah, no, he's dropping
down the rung.
Significantly.
And the question is, does he have to go lower than Ole Miss, or is this it?
No, he will not.
Is this as far as he falls?
Yes.
Ole Miss...
Yeah. Yes. And now both you guys think Ole Miss is a premier job. You guys think Ole Miss is one of the, you know,
that's silly.
Sleeping giants.
No, you're exactly. I thought Kermit Davis would be good at that job.
That was one where
you did
just,
too.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that's
all
a
of
strange
us did.
One. Yeah, because he killed it at MTSU. And
no, it's not a great job. It's tough in the SEC.
It was a raise for Kermit, so that's why he went. But
that said, like we were arguing, wasn't it us earlier this week? You were saying
Wichita State.
Mm-hmm.
But that job's not open yet. So there's no choice
to
be
open. It's going to be open, John.
It should.
You and I both know that.
It should.
He's going to have some options.
Isaac Brown's handshake last night was about a millisecond with Penny. That man could not wait to get up out the building.
Wait, 8-1, the program against Penny.
I mean, damn. Like, you know,
I don't
normally, though.
I don't think he's ever beaten him then.
I don't think so.
The one loss must be to Greg.
I don't think so. There was. I don't think it was ever Isaac Brown.
Huh?
Yeah. And that one's got to go in your L category as well. We got to put that one in there with Zaire.
So if you're Ole Miss, it's going to be him over a Grant McCaslin or
exactly.
Dusty May.
Exactly.
Your boy Dusty May over at FAU.
Yep. And Grant McCaslin, I mean, I told you guys are not prepared for that experience. Look up what they did last night against Charlotte. Look up that score.
You've told us they play a slow pace. Isn't that what it is?
Brad, tell me what the score was of the Charlotte-North Texas game last night.
Well, you better hope he leaves.
Oh,
otherwise, they're going to be doing this to you next season.
What was the score of that Charlotte game last night?
55-49.
55-49, bro.
Oh, boy.
Their average possession length is 363rd slowest in the country.
That's why nobody wants him in a bigger league.
It's not exciting.
Because it's not a product that is going to get people to the games. You know? It's like gross. And it may win, and it may be successful. But
I mean, they scored 80 on UTEP, 72 on La Tech. I'm just looking at their previous games.
Yeah,
it's not always 55.
Yeah, but that's the way they want to play,
They do play slow, though.
That's the way they want to do it, you know. I mean, if they shoot 65%, they can score 80. But
no, I mean, you're going to get people more excited about Chris Beard than you are McCaslin. Easily.
Not even a question.
You don't even have to
me.
Put a press release out. The excitement itself.
Right, because, you know, at least in this case, for Chris Beard, that was alleged assault on one person. Under Grant McCaslin, that product would be assault on everyone in attendance.
All the eyeballs.
Yeah, like that would be assault on many, many people who are unfortunately watching that product in person. So,
but that's why you do it, right? That's why you fire Kermit early.
You're trying to get out ahead of stuff. Yeah, because you're
ahead of the other teams, the other programs.
You want to get a deal done. You want to say, Chris, we believe in you. We want to be out there in front. We fired Kermit because we believe, you know, we want to show you right now and be out there on the front end.
Well, tell
you're
me,
our guy.
I like that. But tell me what you're going to say to the question about, okay, how concerned are you all? We realize no charges. The charges
were
dropped.
The same thing Bama said about Brandon Miller, which is that he was not criminally charged. No charges were dropped. And so, you know, we're going to roll with what the criminal justice system says.
But
same thing.
But Brandon Miller is not involved in a police report directly.
No, you're right.
And the cameras all say
you're right.
No, there's no charges should have been filed. We know from the police report.
And then you can say, listen, that Chris has spent the last 3 months.
You're going to have to spend some time on that. Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, we had a long conversation with Chris about, you know, safety and treatment and everything like that, and we are confident that he has learned from this incident,
and he'll come out and say the same thing.
We're ready for him to lead Ole Miss basketball,
and I think he'll be pretty much past it.
100%.
Just because, again, when those charges are dropped and you don't have that on your record, it just seems like folks, especially for a, you know, college basketball coach as highly thought of as him, you know, you figured about it pretty quick.
Because, look, here's the deal. If Memphis's job in an alternate universe was coming open, would we not be saying, go get Chris Beard? Of course we would. Like, what are we talking about, you know? Like, you're always willing to forgive whatever you're willing to forgive, especially because the charges didn't stick. It's a lot easier when those charges got dropped. I mean, we know it happened because there were, you know, in the police.
We know why the charges.
Yeah, exactly right. No, it's totally true. It's totally true. But I mean, he's not being prosecuted.
No, you're right.
You know, sometimes
that's what's going to get him back quicker. Well, right. Maybe at a level as high as Ole Miss.
Aren't there situations where a victim wants to drop the charges, but you know, DA says no?
I thought that's what we talked about to start.
Yeah,
that's why I thought we thought he was in hot water. Yeah. No matter if she wanted to drop him or not.
Right.
But clearly, that was not the case here.
No,
they needed her.
So I mean, look, if I think it's smart by Ole Miss. I do. I think it's it's pretty shrewd.
Why did Kerman not work out?
It's a good question, man, because he recruited at a pretty good level.
Well enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
Morrell had. Who was the other 5-star kid that he had at?
The guard?
Yeah.
Ruffin?
Yeah. I was just talking about recruiting in terms of guys they've gotten.
Yeah, no, I think it's a lot of times what you see is that it's probably no different than football, right? When you jump up a level, it's tough. You know? I mean, you're not quite ready for the. And Ole Miss resources aren't great for basketball. You know, Lane doesn't let much get out of the football budget.
Maybe he's a 4-star.
And like Ole Miss, like who's it? Like is it Sean Toohey? I mean, is that the only booster down there that cares?
Yeah, Sean was a 4-star. I probably put him a little too high.
He's still a good player though.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, like you don't have that. I mean, Ole Miss tried to get Penny back in the day, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Is it when they were trying to hire when they ultimately did hire Kermit? I'm assuming, right? That was 5 years ago, so I'm assuming that was the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they did try to get Penny down there. They have a little bit of ambition. But, I mean, yeah, I think this is probably a move to try to get Chris Beard. And it makes sense because you want to just sign him up, get a contract signed. Not that Chris Beard won't go back on a contract, as we know, right?
Oh, very quickly. If something else opens up, he might bump on.
But I think it's smart to try to get it done.
That really hurts, gentlemen.
Yeah. it's smart to try to get it done now, though, because – He doesn't have any offers.
I think you want to get in early on this project. Yeah. You want to be the first. You want to hire him. You do the reclamation and get her done.
He's going to have offers.
And then he'll get more. Well, he'll get more money, too, as he builds that thing at Ole Miss. And he'll do well at Ole Miss. Make no mistake. I think he's the best coach in America, and I've said that before on this show. And I don't condone what he did because I didn't mean to step in here, but I'm passionate because you brought up the UNLV debacle. And it's like I think he'll, pardon the expression, he'll kill it at Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, I think he didn't kill anybody.
No, that one doesn't bother me. Now, if you said you can like, bite
if you just had something
choke
like
it.
he's going to beat the other teams.
Like
what else can I? I'm sorry.
Like,
no,
you don't want to say
not,
things like
I don't want to do
SEC
this. Let's not do this. Let's not do this.
We probably shouldn't.
Let's move along.
Like you don't want like Mississippi State camel clutch.
How do y'all think he will do?
I mean,
we're going to play that team.
Well, John thinks the SEC is.
I think it's a good job.
One of the best leagues in the country.
I think
you're destined
in football. It is
got a brand new arena.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Ole Miss job stinks, okay? I mean, with the arena and everything, it's a bad job, but it pays. So that's why it's attractive. It pays what? What does Kermit make? Probably like 2.5. I mean, they'd pay Chris 3.5. I mean, I think that's probably true.
And he would take them to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2.5 is exactly what he made. That's what he made when he got hired in 2018. So he's up to, it looks like, 2.75. is what he was making as of 2021. So they could certainly go up to 3.5. I think we could. We should, you know.
Nate Oates going to keep putting out, you know, top teams in the SEC going forward.
Yeah, Nate Oates brings the heat, man. So that's
– I'm just looking at teams that Chris Beard would be worried about,
I mean,
programs that he would be getting past.
I will say that the SEC –
you're not worried about Kentucky. You see what Tennessee kind of is.
It's crazy to say that.
Over.
It's crazy to say that, but it's true. Like, Kentucky is not the existential threat. That
maybe Texas A&M, we should push them up.
Well, Texas is coming, right? So we keep forgetting about that. Texas is coming. So that's going to be a team you have to worry about in the SEC now.
Yeah.
Oklahoma less so.
Yeah.
But Texas is a team now that's going to contend for the top of the league. A&M's going to be there with Buzz.
Saying Chris Beard, Ole
Tennessee,
Miss, he can have less and still be as good as some of those.
Florida's shaky, right?
Yes,
Florida. That helps. Who else? Am I forgetting anybody? Auburn with Bruce Pearl probably is always going to be in the conversation, but you're not like shaking in your boots about them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think if you're Chris Beard, you should feel good about it. You shouldn't really care about the quality of the job before you got there because you know you can sort of build your own thing.
The thing is that you can go there and overachieve and then go get your next job.
Right.
It's perfect for him in that
sense. Yeah, it's a short-term situation.
You know, you go to Ole Miss for a little while, you overachieve, he's off to the next, you know, real destination maybe.
Yep.
Maybe he's right back at one of the premier spots.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. But I think that's why it's happening. I think that's that explains the timing, not even waiting until the end of the season.
Well, because I don't think you need to, you know, fire Kermit Davis early to go get Rick Pitino.
Well, yeah, and Rick Pitino's not living there. I mean, he's not going to live in Mississippi. He's already sort of he told somebody he's not living in 30 of the 50 states in the union. Now, this is before we secede.
Mm-hmm.
If Marjorie Taylor Greene has her wish,
we need Pitino at UCF. Or, forget USF.
Okay. Well, but did you
see UCF lost twice to USF?
But UCF's leaving the league, though, bro. That ain't going to help us.
Oh, you're right. No, that was.
You got to put your realignment hat back on.
No, I mean,
we need him at USF.
No, you're right. That's why we had placed him at USF.
Yeah. But we also placed Frank Haith there, so we're going to have to give him the bad news.
It's just a sign of how bad the conference is going to be that I'm seeing.
Oh, it's terrible.
Grabbing straws.
Trying to fix it.
Who can we get to Tulane to place?
Bro, Mike Oresco don't even do interviews anymore. He's like, I don't even care. I can't even fight this fight no more.
You said North Texas is sorry to watch.
They are
coming in.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
Rice ain't got nothing.
Southwind outscored them last week.
We're gonna be so dependent on Andy Kennedy.
I mean, yeah, Andy Kennedy is probably gonna be among the best in the league. Yeah, and in Temple, if you like want to really have that discussion, you need Aaron McKee and Temple to.
Oh, if he has a bad year next year, he's up out of there.
Yeah, no, it's
like they've had pretty good. This one's been good.
You need Temple to get back
still
to
not a tournament
Fran team. Dunphy days.
Right.
That's about it, man. That's about it. But
so long to Kermit. Thought it was going to go a little better than that. Hopefully, my man Matthew Morrell still making it to the NBA out of all that mess down there, though.
You don't think he's going to leave and go to another school?
Matthew?
Yeah.
Either way, he'll make it to the league. He'll get, you know, because
It's time to come home.
The program did nothing while you were there.
But if Chris Beard gets there, he'd still stay.
I've seen Morrell he's on boards.
Oh, okay.
You think you come back?
I don't know, bro. I don't watch Ole Miss basketball.
Maybe if I'm just making it, if there's a chance to move into the first round, you come back at a program, you transfer to I know what you're getting at, but if you're a second rounder, don't you go now that we've seen
probably,
it?
Probably, yeah. Unless you feel like you can play your way up.
Lester leaving for 2 weeks.
Well, I will say, here's what's interesting. As we know, the 2024 draft is bad.
Weak.
So you might talk yourself into, if I have a great year.
That's what I say. You can make the case.
And you could go back, right?
So you pick your spot. You pick the program that's going to give you some minutes and a chance to shine and show that.
If I was Morrell's agent, I would – because he feels like a guy who could actually go first in that draft. You know, if Bronny James is going 10th.
Well, that's a great point because of how weak that draft is.
Yeah, like I could easily see him sneaking maybe into the back half of the first round. You know, if he's a second rounder right now, if he averages 20 a game somewhere like at Kansas or something.
We've been tampering his whole career. What does Mikey Williams Morrell look like next year?
Oh, that looks like a fun backcourt.
Man.
It's like a fun backcourt to me. Can Morrell play point?
He can handle it if he needs to.
Yeah.
But what, you know, because Mikey's the combo.
Mikey's not really a point.
You're kind of interchangeable there.
That's true. I mean, I think that's a great backcourt. You know, I'm sure.
We know you're going to need some experience next to Mikey.
I mean, I know. I've already put the bat signal out for Carl. Carl knows what's up. Carl knows that there's always a safe spot here in Memphis for Matt. You know, we support that 100%. I'm not above tampering for local players.
Well, yeah, you do it so much. We know you're not above it.
Yeah. Well, and again,
in fact, you thrive in that area. You love it.
Well, look. Here's the thing. If you want to know who's going to play for Memphis next year, watch AAC games and monitor the handshake line. You know, because you know Penny be bringing the guys he wants next year in for the hug. he did that with somebody last night. I don't know. I can't. Oh, you know, I bet it was Walton. I bet it was the Jaquan Walton kid that he kind of recruited here in Memphis. You know, but yeah, you know Penny be he be planting them seeds, man, in the handshake line.
How many years that big that was hurting them last night in the first half have?
Rojas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What year is he?
I don't know.
We'll take your players.
Yeah, in the AAC, ruthless. Ruthless aggression. bro is a Raider.
You could make the point, like, these transfers, and set Kendrick Davis aside, of course, he's worked out, but,
yeah,
like, it's worked out pretty good.
Yeah,
and if DeMario can continue to, you know, at a time you lose Keontae,
right,
it looks like he's getting more comfortable.
Yeah.
It's working out in terms of the ones he had to go get.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Some of them he had to do on the fly. Emmanuel leaves
is,
at first.
Is doing some things. So.
Man, that man. Wow.
Is he the only transfer that Penny's brought in that really actually hasn't panned out? Because Elijah's panned. Every guy he's brought in this year, I would say, has panned out besides KO. Any other one that you can think of that didn't really work out in terms of a transfer? Landers panned out. DeAndre is like one of the best.
Yeah.
Kendrick is awesome. Like I will say, like Penny's,
mm-hmm.
Penny's like, you know, his selection here is pretty damn good when it comes to transfers. And I doubted him on McCadden, but McCadden is like the engine for this team, bro.
They still won without him being especially good last night. He played 27 minutes, but 5 points, 2 rebounds.
But yeah, but you know he does things. He
6 turnovers.
He just Elijah just does things.
Oh, I'm with you. He had 20 in the second half against Houston.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. He, like, even if it's not scoring, it's like he'll come up with like a rebound or a deflection.
Mr. Do Everything.
Yeah.
He's been super important for him.
Oh, Canada. could be Chris Beard to Ole Miss. That'd be a fun program, by the way. Lane Kiffin and Chris Beard.
I'm more excited about Matthew Morrell and Mikey together.
Whew, that is a...
That's what I came out of that segment feeling good about.
Triple M's.
Ooh-wee!
Triple M's. Mikey.
Carl, where
Matt
you at?
Morrell. Come on, Carl. Come on.
This is to get you in the first round.
For sure.
In a week 2024 draft.
NBA arena.
You know Penny knows how to get you there.
That's what he does.
He just adds the polish. Look what he did for Grimes.
Look what he did for Grimes.
Grimes,
and he only had him for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Imagine a whole season.
Look at how well Duren's playing. Like, he has you ready when you get there.
Too ready. Too ready. Carl, just let me know.
Man, we recruiting for Penny.
We can facilitate. Again, I know I am not above it, bro.
I remember that.
I've been trying to get Matt Morrell in the program for 2 years.
Yeah, this feels like the old days.
I was unsuccessful last go around. You know, they didn't even entertain it, which disappointed me.
Carl said, get out of my face. We about to have a big one down here in Oxford.
Well, see what happened, Carl. I told you. I told you.
Well, I don't blame him because we both thought higher of Kermit that he would, you know.
That was a mistake. Now, Kermit may be in the AAC next season.
A mistake the whole country made at Tulane.
It could be. Could be, man. I don't know. Matt McCall is going to join us, former UT Chat, UMass coach, Field of 68, NBC Sports College Basketball Analyst. We're going to talk to him about Penny Hardaway, Memphis, the NCAA tournament, the other jobs around the country. Lots to get to with him. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Matt McCall is going to join us when we come back. And look, we're going to ask him about a few things. He is one of the few national media members I have seen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You remember now because he's out of coaching for the time being. But he's one of the few that I've seen that have like really like gone to bat for Penny. And it's also weird. Like, you don't see a lot of guys in the coaching industry do that anyway. Like, these former coaches that get out of the league, or excuse me, out of college and go into media, like, they mostly don't stand up or stick up for Penny, you know? Like, Seth Greenberg's tough on him a lot of the time, you know, like, as an example. Fran Fraschilla has been tough on him at times, you know.
Mark likes him.
Mark Adams does. Mark Adams is a big fan because Mark Adams watches what's going on. You know, as I said, like, when I saw the chick from Barstool, who is a, like, people, like, follow her. She's, like, a sort of a respected, quote-unquote, handicapper. When I saw her say that Penny Hardaway was a bad coach, like, who started this, you know, narrative? Like, where did this come from? I mean, you can say a lot of things about Penny. I'm not trying to say that he's perfect, and he does make some, you know, bad decisions from time to time. He's not a bad coach, though. He's always had a really good defense, which is coached, you know, and now he's got a good offense, which is coached. Development-wise, like, he checks a lot of boxes. I'm not saying that he's a top 10 or top 15 coach in the country. I think he's pretty good, you know.
You mentioned recruiting.
Like, he's not a bad basketball coach. Like, sometimes, like, I wish he wouldn't press so much, like, because it just leads to easy offense for capable teams. But, like, we're taking, like, this is nitpicking here, you know. Like, by and large, he schemes pretty well. So I just don't know where that narrative started, and I'm glad that Matt McCall, who's got a national platform, is sticking up for him, because I think some of it is just totally unwarranted. So we'll talk about that with him when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Brad Carson here in studio with the show. Jason and John, I'm producing the show. For our friends at Betly, the Betly Sportsbook. It's spelled B-E-T-L-Y. It was the first in the state of Arkansas when they legalized it over a year ago, and now they have brought their terrific app to the state of Tennessee. And they understand the South, too. That's why they've got college baseball wagers on there that they've specifically put right on the front page just for Tennessee and Arkansas. So you can wager on those upcoming weekend games in college baseball. Also, pro sports like the NBA, they've got an NBA boost. And if you go to the promotions tab, that's what I like.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.